Well, today we're on the phone with Josh Peach, who is the manager at Lake Anita State Park. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. I know it seems like it's probably the off season when folks think of a place like Lake Anita, but there isn't much of an off season, is there?
Oh, no. Obviously our outdoor recreation stuff slows down, but fishing stays busy. People come out and looking at the deer and the waterfowl and all that good stuff. And the park stays pretty busy, but we're always looking at ways that draw more people to come out and visit us in the winter.
Yeah, I suppose if you want to find a place where you can just kind of get out and get away, especially when the weather's just, you know, not terribly cold and snowy, it's probably a good place to kind of disappear for a while.
Oh, yeah. We're not nearly as busy during the winter months, so people come out, and if it is nice out, the trails are open and everything else is still open and able to be used.
You bet. Well, a few years ago, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources started what they call these first day hikes as kind of a reason to get folks out and get them moving when we'd otherwise probably be sitting around watching football or eating and sleeping and whatever else we do when we get together for the holidays. Chance to burn off a few calories maybe that we've accumulated. And these have turned out to be pretty popular, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. This year they're actually being held in every state park in Iowa, so it's obviously, Lake Anita is not the only choice. If another park is closer or our time doesn't work, they'll be able to go to those too. But yeah, it's just kind of like we said earlier, a lot of people don't realize our parks are open in the winter. I've talked to people that we've say, yeah, stuff's going on out here, and they just don't even realize anything goes on in our parks in the winter. So this is a good chance to, yeah, get people outside. Everybody's got their New Year's resolutions and stuff to get them out here, get started on something a little bit healthy, and see what our parks do have in the winter, that people can still come out and use them and enjoy them, and hopefully it'll be a nice day for us anyway.
Yeah, well, you touched on some of this already, but what will folks find? There's still a lot of critters running around out there this time of the year.
Oh, yeah, this time of the year, we've got, probably 1,000 geese and stuff on the lake right now. With hunting pressure and stuff like that, there's a lot of deer in the park. A lot of your other things are more visible during the winter. They're out and about more, like bobcats and stuff like that. We've got some of those in the park that people have been seeing on occasion, and winter's a good time to do that.
Well, without the leaf cover that is out there during the summer months, we don't necessarily always see all the things that are available out there. You have maybe a better chance to catch a glimpse of some of those things.
Oh, yeah. We've got, of course, like the eagles and stuff. They come out in more in the winter, and we get some other osprey and some different stuff like that that you typically don't see here in Iowa that have been seen out here at the park several times already this year. So, yeah, there's an opportunity to see some stuff that, like you said, with the leaf litter or the leaves on the tree and a lot of the other vegetation has died back that you can see stuff a lot easier.
Yeah, you bet. Well, these first day hikes, as you mentioned, are set up in all the state parks around Iowa. Do you have a certain amount of freedom to be able to kind of set it up the way you want to at your location?
Yeah, they basically come in and tell us that they want us to have a first day hike. Originally, it started out, they asked us if we wanted to, and we thought, you know what, it'd be a fun thing to do, and this year they kind of told everybody that they should, because it is the 100th anniversary of Iowa State Parks this coming year. But they basically, yeah, kind of let us set up when and how long and all that good stuff. So we decided, let's get her done in the morning, 10 o'clock. People should be up already from the night before, hopefully, and hopefully be ready to get out and start moving.
You bet. Now, this is a free event, correct?
Yes, this is a free event. My coworker and I, Kara, we'll do a guided hike, so we'll be out there, and if people have questions or just want to chat during the hike, that happens too. Friends of Lake Anita, they're going to help us out. They're going to provide some hot drinks and stuff when it's over with. So if it is kind of on the cooler side, we can go back in, get warmed up. I think they'll have some snacks and stuff too, but there's absolutely no cost to anybody, no free will donation, nothing like that, just wanted to get people to come out and visit the park.
You bet. Well, it is called the first day hike because it is on January 1st. Get a chance to come out and enjoy that. It's called a hike. So when I think of hike, I'm thinking over the river and through the woods, wearing boots and, getting a little sloppy once in a while. What's it like over here at Lake Anita?
Well, ours is more of a walk. We really won't be going off-road too much. what our plan is our main walk is going to be on the trail around the lake. So it'll be on paved trail, paved roadways the whole time. Kind of depending on the weather, too. I mean, it could be a little sloppy, a little bit of snow and stuff like that, depending on what the forecast gives us. But it should be fairly easy. We're also going to offer just kind of a shorter walk to the campground. We'll walk around some of the tiers and stuff like that, still be able to get a good chance of seeing wildlife and stuff like that. But it should be much easier. Like I said, shorter, so if somebody doesn't really want to get out there and do a hard hike, we'll have something easier for those people, too.
Very good. So this is something pretty much anyone of any level could do?
Yes, yeah. It's, like I said, the long hike or walk around the lake, it's 4 3/8 miles, and it can get a pretty good sweat going doing that. But, yeah, we also wanted to provide something that is more accessible, that if somebody is a little mobility impaired or they just, like I said, don't want to spend the time going around the whole thing, we'll offer something shorter just so they can participate in this too.
Very good. Well, as you mentioned up front, this is the kind of the start kickoff of the centennial year, the 100th anniversary of the state park system here in the state of Iowa. And Lake Anita's been a pretty important part of that. The lake's been around long enough, and it serves a pretty good wide area, this neighborhood in the state. You get a lot of visitation from a lot of folks around the region, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, like I said, we're fairly popular with the local people. I mean, people like to come out here and camp and stuff like that, but being right between Des Moines and Omaha, we draw a lot of people from them. And being right along Interstate 80, we get a lot of out-of-state people that stop and visit us, too. And it's always nice, to see the people that don't know what Iowa has to offer. I mean, we have people stop in here and just, I can't believe this is in the middle of Iowa, and really enjoying the park. And we get a lot of repeat visitors from ones that stop in here. They make it their choice to stop in here about as often as they can.
You bet. Well, lots of camping, fishing, boating, different types of things that folks can enjoy during the, especially during the summer months, but some activities and things during the winter. I know they come over and they can do their things when they want to, as far as camping and what have you go, but it's nice to have some organized events once in a while, and this first day hike is one of those. Josh, do you see more of these types of activities in this coming year in 2020 with the celebration of the 100th year anniversary?
Yeah, that's a big push that there really been the last few years, but especially this year, is doing events to for the people. Being a state government, we're not going to be charging for any of this stuff, but just some different programs and stuff that we typically don't have, and focusing especially on the ones that we've had in previous years, our Kids Fishing Day, and they're, I think, going to do the kayaking again this year, and our, oh, not really a Halloween, but our run or walk during the Halloween time, is we're going to have all of our traditional ones that we always have, our movies during the summer and stuff like that. But they're going to put in a few new events and some volunteer days and some stuff that just to try to keep people connected with our state park system. I mean, these are Iowa's parks. It's not my park per se. I'm just going to enjoy being out here helping people out, but it's the people's parks, and we want them to come out and use them and appreciate them and to feel connected with them, that it is their park.
Yeah, absolutely. We all pay for it. We're all supporting that, so we might as well get out and take advantage of some of the things that we're putting our money toward to be able to enjoy the outdoors. You know, life isn't always just through that little screen we like to look at all the time.
Yes, that's. I love to get people out here with kids and stuff like that, and hopefully get them unplugged for a few days. But I mean, Iowa's a beautiful state, and we've got a wonderful resource here with and we want to do our best to share it with everybody. And part of that is for us to stay connected too. That, I mean, if you come into the park, hunt one of us down and we answer questions. We can do programs for civic groups and stuff like that too. We're willing to get outside of the park to spread what we're doing here too. So
you bet.
There's a lot of options out there.
And while we're trying to get folks, especially those youngsters, unplugged a little bit, get them away from those electronic gadgets and things, you can still use the electronic gadgets to keep in touch with what's happening out there. I know the DNR has a very comprehensive website that does provide a lot of information, and I'm guessing they'll be able to find a lot of the info about things going on at the park.
Yeah, the DNR website is a great place to go. It's got a lot of the calendars and stuff on there that's going on at Lake Anita and the other state parks. Of course, they've got all the maps and stuff like that. The Friends of Lake Anita, they've got a Facebook page that, and the DNR does too, that they try to post all of their events on. And and to keep people in touch with what we got going on around here. So
great. All right. Well, that first day hike again coming up on January 1st. Josh, where do you meet? What time?
We're going to meet at 10 o'clock and at the entrance of the campground. We've got a little check-in building there. We're going to meet there, and that's where we'll decide who wants to go where. And the short hike, I mean, it'll be done probably within a half hour pretty easily. The longer hike, it'll take an hour, hour and 15 minutes, something like that, to get it done. But, yeah, we're going to meet out in the campground. When we're done, we'll go back up to the office and have the heat cranked up and hopefully be able to do a little bit more chatting with people at that point.
Excellent. Well, hope you have some great weather and a great opportunity there. Dress for the weather and, of course, dress with the appropriate shoes there for the walk as well. And just have a good time and enjoy some quiet time there with nature and maybe a few friends and family as well. Josh Peach, thank you so much for your time. Hey, enjoy your Christmas.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.